Time for another update from Quincy City Council President Nina Liang about the February 1st council meeting, which will be the second of three this month. Nina, how are you?
I'm good. And we're going to have another one next week as well. So a lot of back-to-back meetings we're having.
Yeah, it's all council all the time, right?
It is, yes, as it should be.
It was a pretty brief meeting last night, but what happened?
It was. So we kicked it off. We're still doing our COVID-19 heroes. And this one was long overdue. We're super excited. I mean, I feel like all of them are long overdue, right? To have an opportunity to thank all these folks who are really carrying this city through a pandemic. And last night in particular, it was really awesome for us to be able to formally thank the planning and community development folks. They have just been doing a nonstop phenomenal job since all of this had started. You know, within 1 week of Governor Baker declaring the state of emergency last year, they essentially just buckled down and said, what do we need to do to support our residents who need rental assistance and our small business owners, right? And I mean, those two things in and of themselves are a task for a multitude of people, let alone a department that still has to do, you know, their daily duties of being the planning and community development folks. And so they've essentially, through their programming, created a system that is now being taught, nationwide in other planning departments. And I think even last night before the meeting, they had some members of the department give a presentation as well to a national board. And so that's the program that they've created, right? It's very much, you know, that saying where, like, you know, you had to build the bicycle and learn how to ride it at the same time. And that's what they've had to do. And they've done it extremely well. I mean, we're talking millions of dollars of grant monies that have come in to our local businesses, right? Through the program that they've created, you know, millions of dollars that have come in for rental assistance. They've helped with grant applications and forgiveness, working with, you know, the SBA platforms and how you navigate the PPP loans and getting those forgiven as well, keeping people employed. I mean, they've kept people in their homes in this city, and they've kept people working, and they've kept, you know, businesses open. And I don't know how many people know that, right? I don't know how many people know how much they have done in the systems that they've created. I mean, the website and social media links that have all of the restaurants listed, you know, when they're open, what they're open for, whether it's takeout or dine-in or delivery or one or the other, and that changes based off of what's happening in the state. I mean, those changes and those kinds of notices to the public, right, is all possible because of, you know, planning and community development and the amazing team over there. And so we had Sean Glennon on, we had Maureen Geary on. They're just two leaders of, you know, a massive team of people who have done this work well. And so, yeah, I mean, I can go on forever about their accomplishments, but I encourage folks, if and when they have time, to just go in and take a look at, you know, the website and see all the programs that they put into place. It's really remarkable what this team has done. And again, the program they put together is so successful that they're training it regionally pretty frequently, as well as on a national platform. And I just think that speaks volumes to the people that are working in that department.
Well, that's very nice, Dawn, of them. I know I've had a chat with Maureen, Sean several times over the past several months, you know, to get information out there. And it's not going to stop, you know, if the federal government approves this next round of stimulus, that'll again have to funnel through the planning department. So they're going to be busy even going forward.
Yeah. And again, they're on it. I mean, it's phenomenal what they've done over there. Really brilliant, really, really community engaged folks. They, you know, every time they put out materials, whether it was just an informational packet for small business owners or, you know, a webinar on how to do an application for these grants, whatever it may be, what I personally really appreciate too is that all of those materials are translated, which is super important, right? Particularly here in the city where we have such a high minority population and folks who have limited English proficiency, whether they're residents here and they're renters and they need to get this information in their language, or if they're business owners where, again, they have limited English proficiency. That's one of the things that I really appreciated as well, is that whether it's moving forward with this next round of grants or taking a look back, you know, all of the information they've put out has also been, you know, translated. And so that's, again, just another example of how amazing they've been over there.
Yeah, no, I know they're very mindful of that, as you're well aware, and you know, with the communication access plan that Melissa Pond is working on as well. So they're very, very in tune with that segment of the population.
Yeah, they kind of do it all, you know, they really do.
Right. Yep. So that was the first order of business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
Well, then we had an appointment for the Quincy Housing Authority. So we always, you know, once in a while do these appointments to these boards, and specifically for the Quincy Housing Board, or the Quincy Housing Authority, there's a board of commissioners essentially who, you know, they're volunteers. It's five members, and then they oversee the direction of the Housing Authority. And so whether it's Section 8 housing, or, you know, you see a lot of the senior buildings across the city as well, right? The Board of Commissioners essentially just makes sure that the work that's being done there is in line with the city's, you know, the city's efforts and what the city has for the vision for that authority. So we had that appointment, and that went through. It was voted through completely. And then we also had three reappointments to the Park and Recreation Department. So again, fully volunteer board. They're all residents. It's nine people who live across the city. And then three of those appointments come through the city council. So they were all reappointments from before, and they were reappointed again with no problem. And then moving on from that, we had two gifts that were donated to the city. That's something that, you know, when I first started on the council, I wasn't 100% sure what that was and what that process was. And again, this is one of those moments where all these amazing things happen in the city and a lot of people don't know about it, right? Like these gifts that people donate to the city that then can be used for city services, veteran services, you know, our first responders, they're business owners, they're residents here in the city who just want to make a generous contribution, you know? And being on the council, you know, managing the funds in the city, we have the opportunity to accept those donations and then allow for those donations to then be used for, again, whether it's veteran services, first responders, whoever those folks want to donate to, the library services, for example. So we received two donations yesterday. And again, those are just those little moments where you're like, wow, there's so much that happens here with, you know, support of the community and different departments working together. It's really neat to see.
It's always good to, yeah, tell some good news, right? Some good stories about people doing good things because they care.
Yeah. And we are happy to, you know, accept those kinds of donation and support from, I mean, residents and business owners alike. It's, you know, it goes right back to the city services, and it's incredibly, incredibly generous of people, you know, to make that contribution back to their city. But yeah, that was pretty much it. It was a really brief meeting. It was Councillor Andronico's first meeting, brief one for him. It was great to have him on, and, you know, he had an opportunity to say a few words as well. He was really humble about it. He did say that, you know, he had an opportunity many times over the last week to say a few words, but that he was really excited. And, you know, we're really excited to have him. It's only been a week's time. And, you know, from the few moments I've gotten to chat with him as well, I can see that he's already really in touch with what's going on in his ward. He's ready to hit the ground running. But more than that, too, he's really eager to just learn really quickly and listen to what's going on, make sure that he's caught up. And so, yeah, it was a good first meeting. I think it was a quiet meeting for him for the first one, but, you know, based on his experience in, again, both the state house and running the school committee in his last term, I think he's ready to go.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, he's already talked about starting up virtual office hours right now, putting out an e-newsletter, you know, for his constituents. So he's definitely geared up and ready to go for sure.
Yeah, he's certainly someone that you can tell came into this position, you know, ready to start the job from day one, you know. And yeah, so it'll be interesting. The next meeting, hopefully it'll be a little bit more information on the agenda, and we'll have more to update at that point.
Speaking of Anthony, has there been a scheduled joint meeting with the school committee to fill his school committee seat?
There has not yet. So because it is a joint meeting between the school committee and the city council, and both bodies, you know, have a lot of scheduling that they need to look at. We are hoping to have some news, you know, pretty quickly. We want to make sure that the vacancy doesn't stay vacant for too much longer. And so, you know, hopefully within the next week or two, we'll have something.
Okay. We'll look forward to that. Certainly. Any idea what's coming up next week right now, or has that not been formulated yet?
As of right now, no. We're going to be doing another COVID-19 hero. So stay tuned. I always love kicking off our meetings that way. And outside of that, the agenda is still in formation, and we should have something by the end of the week for folks to look at.
Okay. I spoke with the mayor, and they're doing background work on the budget right now, but certainly not ready to make a presentation just yet. But that's going to be, I think, one of the major challenges for the council this year.
100%. I mean, that is, and I think we've spoken about this a number of times, that, you know, the budget is one of the biggest legislative items that we take up as a body, and it is something that is a priority to all of us, right, to make sure that you know, we're doing our due diligence in review of the budget. You know, I've done this now 5 years. Most of those 5 years have been with the majority of the council that we have right now. And again, just the amount of work and research and preparation that goes into making sure that we're doing our due diligence on this process is really extensive. And so I know we're eager to get it in front of us. I know we're also eager to see what the impact of the pandemic is going to be. And again, see what that does to the budget this year and what the rollout looks like. So we're very anxious. We'll see what it looks like soon, hopefully.
Sure. All right, Nina, appreciate it. We can catch up next week if that's okay.
Yes, I will see you next week. And then after that, there's going to be, I think, maybe like 3 weeks before March's meeting. So I'm going to have a little bit of Joe withdrawal, you know?
I think you'll get over it. we'll talk about Lunar New Year next week, if that's okay. That's, of course, virtual this year through Quincy Asian Resources. But I know it is the year of the ox this year.
Yes, I'm very excited. This is, again, one of my favorite holidays. It definitely brings back a lot of nostalgia. So it's going to have to be different, just like everything else has been different this last year, but still, I think, just as important and just as fun. So, yeah, we'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.